All Those Notes is a member of the Virginia Audio Collective from WTJU. To learn more, visit virginiaaudio.org. I'm Shari Barbour. English Baroque composer Henry Purcell lived a short life and left a large amount of music. Described as the greatest of English musicians, he spent his entire life as organist at Westminster Abbey and the Chapel Royal, employed by three different ruling monarchs over a 25-year period. His sacred works include 65 anthems, Te Deum, Jubilee, as well as many pieces for organ, harpsichord, strings, and other instruments. He also wrote chamber music, but not that well-known Prince of Denmark's March, a.k.a. Trumpet Voluntary. Ornamentation is what made his music unique. As a result, he was regarded as one of the most original composers in Europe. He also made use of the ground bass, a short melodic phrase repeated over and over again as a bass line, with contrasting music in the upper parts. Purcell had remarkable talent for setting English words to music. He placed strong syllables on strong beats so that words could be sung smoothly. Mastery of the technique earned him the nickname Orpheus Britannicus, or English Orpheus. Most of his music was instrumental, with songs added to spoken drama. He composed Dido and Aeneas for performance at a girls' boarding school and then turned it into a full opera, hailed by musicologists as an English opera masterpiece. Purcell is credited with introducing opera to British high society. He also spent a lot of time writing operas or musical dramas for the public theater. The Indian Queen, The Moor's Revenge, and King Arthur come to mind. He created music for 42 plays. Most were published by his widow after his death, as was a famous collection of songs known as Orpheus Britannicus. I'm Shari Barbour with All Those Notes. For more of All Those Notes, visit virginiaaudio.org.